Chapter 20. A Lift Home. On Monday afternoon, as Verity was stacking her homework into her backpack, hurrying to catch the bus home, Peter came around the corner with the sole study sheet and photocopies. "Sorry I've kept these so long," he apologized. "Oh, that's okay," she replied. "Did you find them interesting?" "They are very interesting, but I'm not sure what to make of them. Actually, I called our pastor last night and had a long chat with her."
"And what did she say?" Verity asked, trying to zip up her bag. She wished she could just stop and chat about all of this, but there was hardly a person left in the school and she didn't want to miss the bus. Peter didn't need to worry about buses. He always walked home.
Our pastor hadn't looked into this before, but she felt it wasn't really important.
"Not important?" Verity echoed.
"Peter, don't you want to know the truth of what happens to you when you die?" she asked in surprise. She hoisted her backpack over her shoulder and tried to head down the hall. Peter was walking so slowly. Didn't he realize that she needed to hurry to catch her bus? As Verity reached the front doors, she saw her bus pulling away from the sidewalk.
"Oh, no," she wailed.
Peter looked at nonchalantly. "Oh, did you miss your bus?" he asked. Verity set down her backpack with a thud. "Now what am I supposed to do?" she worried, heading towards the payphones.
"Who are you going to call?"
asked Peter, smiling.
"The grocery store, I guess. I'll have to wait there till Aunt Judy finishes work."
"I could give you a lift home if you like."
"You have a car here?"
"No, but I live just a block away. My mum is quite happy for me to help poor stranded girls," Peter said, failing to sound sympathetic and almost laughing instead.
"What's so funny?" she asked. Then, noticing how hard he was trying to keep a straight face, she grew suspicious. Was this why Peter had been walking so slowly?
"Peter, did you plan this?" she asked.
Peter laughed out loud. "Well, I was sort of hoping we would get a chance to talk."
Verity shook her head in amazement.
"Peter, any time you want to drive me home, just ask. Riding the bus is really no great pleasure."
"Would riding with me be?"
It was a rather direct question, and Verity was unsure whether he was teasing or not, so she just laughed. Honestly, he was too much today.
As they got into the car, Peter turned serious again.
"Verity, after the talk I had with my minister last night, I really felt I had to talk to you in private."
"Oh? Did you know," he asked rather nervously as they drove down the street, "that Mr. Simon's religion is a cult?"
"A cult?" Verity laughed in astonishment. "Peter, just what do you mean by a cult?"
"Well," he stammered, "I guess, well, a cult is a group that brainwashes people into thinking really radical wrong beliefs. They always have a charismatic leader who makes everything sound good."
Verity paused a moment to consider this.
"But, Peter, the only leader the Christadelphians have is Christ. Mr. Simons is constantly telling us to check everything he says with the Bible. He says that we shouldn't just accept his words without thinking, but we should make sure they agree with the Bible."
"Yeah, that's what he says, Verity, but he's acting like a cult leader himself."
"A cult leader?" Verity was surprised Peter was speaking so strongly. "Mr. Henderson and he are the presenters for the seminars, but in their own church, all the men take turns giving talks."
"Well," Peter argued, "they must have magazines or books or someone that tells them what to do."
"Yes, they do have magazines and books, Peter," Verity replied, thinking back to a recent discussion at the seminars. "But Mr. Simon says they are only aids to help in studying the Bible. If they read something in it that they don't feel is based on the scriptures, then they are quite free to disagree. The only book they accept as inspired by God is his own word, the Bible." For a few minutes, both Peter and Verity were quiet, thinking things over. She realized that she was feeling defensive. The word cult had set off alarm bells in her head. Slowly, she began to think more logically. "How do you think a person actually becomes brainwashed, Peter?" Shifting uncomfortably, Peter thought this through.
"Well, I guess it can happen when someone keeps telling you something so often and so well you eventually believe it," he replied.
"If someone was trying to brainwash me into believing something that clearly contradicted the Bible, would they feel free to send me home with a bunch of questions and tell me to find the answers in my Bible?"
Peter shrugged. "I don't know."
"Wouldn't it be more likely that they would tell me what they wanted me to believe and then warn me that I'm too uneducated to figure it out for myself? Wouldn't they want me to think that they were the only ones who were smart enough to understand the Bible and that my only hope was to listen to them?"
Then a sudden thought came into Verity's mind.
"You know, Peter," she said slowly,
I think back to my old church in Saskatchewan. We had one minister, one person giving all the talks. Everyone just believed whatever the minister said. Hardly anyone brought their Bibles along to even look up the references he gave. No one was encouraged to check things out and make sure they were right. Now, that would have been a perfect environment for brainwashing, if our minister had wanted to brainwash people. She turned in her seat to face him. "Peter," she said, keeping her voice gentle and calm, "look at you. All the references on that study sheet showed clearly that the Bible does not teach an immortal soul. Shouldn't you be impressed by what you see for yourself in the scriptures? Instead, when your pastor says that what happens after death is not important and that the Christadelphians are a cult, you're just mindlessly taking her word for it." Peter clenched his jaw. Verity's words were spoken kindly, but they made him flinch. He still had another challenging statement to make. "Did you know the Christadelphians don't believe in the Trinity?" he asked. "The Trinity is the most important Christian teaching of all." The Trinity? Verity felt rather uneasy about the Trinity. She remembered hearing lots about it in her old church, but she wasn't sure she understood what it meant. "Okay, Peter," she sighed, leaning back against the seat. "I'm not completely sure what the Trinity is. Remind me." "By the way," she said, noting that they were coming to Side Road 11, "turn right on this road. I live up this way at the top of that hill." Peter turned up the dirt road, but before getting to her house, he pulled over to the shoulder and stopped. "Let's finish this discussion first," he explained, turning to face her. "The Trinity means that God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit are all one. They are three in one. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit." Puzzled, Verity looked up at him. "God the Son? So Jesus is God?" Peter nodded. "But Jesus was born, so how could he be God?" "God came down from heaven and resided in a human form." "But Jesus died." "The human body that God lived in died." "God didn't, of course," he said. "So who was in heaven while God was on earth?" "God the Father was in heaven." "While God the Son was on earth?" she questioned. "Yes." "So wouldn't that mean there are two gods?" "No, God is one God," Peter stated emphatically, but then he smiled. "I know it sounds a bit confusing, but that's because it's a mystery. We won't perfectly understand it until we get to heaven." Sighing, Verity responded, "Peter, I really don't know much about this. Let me check it out and think about it and get back to you." She turned to look out of the window for a moment. "I don't remember reading that Jesus is God in the Bible," she said, thinking hard. "But then again, I am only halfway through." Peter headed back onto the road, asking for exact directions to her house. "Verity," he said firmly, "I just don't think some people are capable of understanding the Bible for themselves. You need someone who studied theology to explain it for you." "Peter," she said softly a moment later, "I may be wrong. I'm only just beginning to sort things out. But perhaps it's only when people have wrong beliefs that they can't understand the Bible for themselves." As they pulled into the driveway and Verity picked up her backpack to leave, Peter laid his hand on her arm. "Just one more thing." Verity glanced up, wondering what he would say next. He took a deep breath. "Your brother really concerns me. I've been trying awfully hard to get to know him, but he has so much anger inside." "I know," she agreed sadly. "Those friends he has chosen are the worst troublemakers in the school. I know they're out drinking most weekends, sometimes even at lunch hours." Verity sighed deeply. "My mum has been making him work at the IGA on the weekends, but lunch hours are still a problem. What can we do?" she asked earnestly. Peter shrugged. "I don't know what we can do about lunch hours. I've been trying hard to be your brother's friend, but I'm not having much success. My friends and I have invited him to play basketball with us at lunch, but he'd rather hang out with Hank." "Thanks for trying so hard, Peter," Verity said, surprised that he was putting so much effort into this. Peter hesitated for a moment and then added, "I know this is still a few weeks away, but I overheard Hank and Thomas discussing a big party during the Christmas holidays. I'm pretty sure it's going to be at Darcy Black's house, just a block from where I live. Warn your mum. I'll try to keep an eye out for him too, just in case he manages to slip over." Verity thanked Peter again and went to get out of the car, but she stumbled and fell. Her leg had given out on her once more. "Are you okay?" Peter asked, jumping out of the car to help her. Embarrassed, she let him pull her up, I'm okay. My leg just lets me down now and again.
Peter looked concerned.
Have you seen a doctor?
Oh, no, she replied, smiling. I'm sure it's nothing to worry about.
She waved goodbye as he drove away, and then went into the house to warn her mother about the party.